This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Matt Sett kicks and fires, and Berger lines one to left. That's a base hit. Rounding third is Osuna. He will score. Or Young scores. Osuna goes to third, and it's a double for Berger. It's 4-1, Texas.
You're an idiot, and you don't know baseball.
Ranger fans, you're not dreaming.
How can you not be romantic about baseball?
I don't know if you saw this, but the Rangers used a quirk in the rule book yesterday.
Oh.
You see this one, Bobby?
I did not see
this. Okay. So, there's a loophole.
You were at the game. What were you doing?
We're in the suite. There's a lot of alcohol.
Oh, well.
Was more Kristen on that at 7:40.
Yes, was Kristen there at 9:30 lining up, first one in the stadium?
We were the first one there. We were there at 10:50.
All right. So, they did this in the, they initially did this in the seventh inning. And they did this again in the eighth. You know there's a quirk of the rule book that when there's a runner on third and less than two outs, you can hit a fly ball to the outfield and score that run. It's called manufacturing a run.
Ah.
All right. They're not I know.
Is that a slang term for it, or is
I
there
think
like
it's a slang
technical
term? I don't
term?
Think it's the true the technical term. But they did this a couple of times in this game. And then there's another weird quirk where you can take like a half swing and like almost receive the ball with the bat, let the ball only go about 30 feet, and the guy from third runs home, and you can score that way too. And that's called a safety squeeze.
Oh.
Yeah, wow. So a sacrifice fly did that twice, and then the safety squeeze is called manufacturing runs. It's a wonderful job by Bochy and Boone and CY to really look up the rule book and see where they can find loopholes.
I know we're being kind of sarcastic here, just a little.
Kind of.
But like, is this
Corey Majors would be proud.
Is this a Boone thing? I wonder, because Boone's talked about the last couple weeks. It's like the big thing to him is like, yeah, let's advance runners, let's move things. Like, this is going to be like a big focus for me.
I think Boone calls the pregame meeting and he squares around in the cage and they're like, what are you doing?
Yeah, what is this?
What is that thing? What are you doing with your bat? You're going to get your fingers hit.
Can you imagine Brett just sitting there taking like BP underneath? This is squares the butt the first two or three pitches that are thrown.
The Texas Rangers won a series for the first time since sweeping Colorado mid-May. So first series win since May 12th through the 14th. The Cardinals, by the way, as Bobby was pointing out, lost a series for just the second time in their last 11. They're still 7 games over 500. And Jacob deGrom, even though Bobby has been picking on him for weeks now, allowed 2 runs or less for the 8th straight start.
That's pretty good.
2 or less, 8 straight times out.
And they've won, what, 3 of those starts probably?
Right.
It's sad, right?
I do. Let me just defend myself a little bit. And not even defend myself. He's still really good. It's just what you're looking at right now so far through 11 years pitching, or 12, this is 12th season. This is the lowest strikeouts per 9 innings of his career. It's the second highest walks per 9. It's the second highest home runs per 9. So, like, some of the peripheral numbers are not great for him right now. He's still really good.
It's time for you to adjust your expectations.
I've got him adjusted.
Is this still not the same guy? He's 36.
I've adjusted.
This might be it. This
just no, it is.
Time to recalibrate.
Like era adjusted stats? You got to do this. Defensive adjusted stats?
Age adjusted stats.
Yeah, this is DeGrom adjusted, age adjusted.
That's even a couple of years ago, like 2 years ago, and even last year probably, I would have said I would want DeGrom out there more than Evaldi. Like, now you're at a point now where it's like Evaldi's probably better at this point.
Evaldi's... It's interesting. That's it. Well, not currently, because he's on the injured list. And he was sent there.
They reversed roles. And Evaldi's better than on the injured list. DeGrom was that way previously.
This is after, you know, he left his start after a couple of innings last week. So that was a little concerning. But here we are. The Rangers place him on the injured list. So this is one thing, you know, they hadn't hit. Seager was on the injured list. Carter got hurt. Now Evaldi.
Thought it was just precautionary.
Right. I love that word, precautionary. When I hear the word precautionary with a pitcher, I'm scared to death.
Yeah, because it half the time seems to end up in like, oh, he doesn't have his elbow anymore. It's just gone.
But, you know, one thing, going back to the sacrifice flies and the safety squeezes and stuff, and this is where like the new way of the sport, the analytic way of the sport, has kind of come to a crossroads here, is, you know, on a game-to-game basis, what we're finding is that teams are starting to transition back to the older way. Like, they're still using the idea of, hey, don't bunt, don't steal, don't do all that stuff, don't risk the outs. That works over 162 games, but what teams are recognizing is that each game is its own season. And, you know, adding a run here, a run there, you know what I mean? Like, you add one run in the fifth, one more run in the sixth, one in the eighth. Like, those tack-on runs matter. And that these teams are starting to kind of maybe go back to that old way. Not necessarily bunting, you know, just sacrifice bunting, but trying to be more adept at getting guys in from third base. How many times in a playoff game have you seen over the last 15 years? Runner on second, nobody out, and he doesn't score.
Yeah.
Like, you've got to score that run. Runner on third, one out. And you're swinging from your heels. Just try to hit a home run. Just get a ball in the outfield.
You know how they have the skills competition in the NBA, which Wembanyama and the Spurs tried to cheat? I would pay to watch a baseball skills competition of making guys hit the other way and making guys try to bunt,
and
see who could actually do it.
Yeah, because, you know, we were at the Blue Jays game last Monday. We were at a game, and all right, and you know, they had a guy on. They had first and second, and it was like their five hole hitter. I think it was their five hole hitter, and no bunting. And that's fine. Like, it's five hole hitter, right? You don't necessarily bunt your five hole.
Yeah,
but
it's like having a 2-on-1 fast break. Like, you have to score.
You have to score on it. And let's just say it's not the five. Let's say it's your 7 or 8 guy. And your reason for not is, well, he doesn't do it. He doesn't know how to. What is he doing? He's in the he takes batting practice every day.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like you can't work on things as soon as the season starts.
And you called it tack on runs a little bit ago, which this team,
that's an old Buck term.
Buck
used to say that. He used to call them tack on.
Yeah, I remember. No, that was like, that's something that Texas especially needs to embrace, that because they need to embrace anything they can get on in the run column. Right now, like, they're under 500. I think Sandler had the note yesterday. They're 21-3 this year when they score four runs or something absurd. And if you look at appearances of five innings and two runs or fewer allowed, Texas has three of the top five starters with the most games this year like that. And they're under 500. And it's because they need to emphasize some of those tack-on runs.
What do we think about Bruce Bochy and what he did this weekend with Adolis Garcia? He was a healthy scratch for all three games.
Tolo and RJ Choppy, Diamond Cavs in the morning. By the way, we have a Rangers ticket giveaway coming up here during the Expressway, then best and worst of the weekend, and Rangers tickets all week long.
It is much appreciated that Bochy would listen. I don't recommend it. Don't ever do it.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
The thing I say, I'm a moron, but it's appreciated. But I assume they are trying to fix something with him, because they had Thursday off, right? They had a Thursday off, and now they have today off. So he would not have played since Wednesday. I assume they're trying to work on something mechanical with him.
Says working on mechanics.
There you go. And now the question is, how long do you keep him out for? Like, how good does the mechanical changes have to be. And is this Boone? Did Boone initiate this? Is this initiated from the front office?
Mm.
Man, he had over his 10 games played prior to this, he was striking out one out of every two at-bats. He had 17 strikeouts and 14 plate appearances. Just, it's, I mean, he's just been chasing.
Zero discipline.
Yeah, he's been early.
Is it mechanics or is it like discipline?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the swing and missing like that, especially if they're like pitches out of the zone, I don't know how that's mechanics. Discipline, maybe his eyes go, maybe he needs glasses.
It's a good thing that Bochy did not listen to you on Semien, because right now we're talking about 7 hits in his last 3 games for Marcus, including a 4-for-4 on Friday.
Yeah. 7 hits. He had 8 at-bats total. I mean, he got a couple of walks thrown in there. So 8 at-bats total and 7 hits over the weekend, which is, I mean, just tremendous. And, you know, he did have the home run. So his pop is maybe it's coming back. I don't know what his bat speed was, his barrel rate, you know, and some of those numbers were pretty bad.
Got the average up to what?
Yes. Say he got up to 201.
Yeah.
201 on the dot.
On the dot.
Is
well
it?
Done. It's gone up almost 30 points.
You have a stat.
I don't. Man. I have Garcia up right now. I was looking at his awful chase
it,
rate.
I can see it.
Look at
it.
I have Garcia
I'm
up.
Cold. I have
Garcia up. Yeah, Peyton. So, worry about getting your little billboard reads out coming back in from break.
You got to read here an hour.
You caused
Bobby
a crash at the expressway with that verbal language.
Yeah, but his average got up almost 30 points over the weekend. It's pretty crazy.
Speaking of Adolis Garcia, whose numbers I'm looking at right now, Peyton, his chase rate, his career high before this was 34%. His chase rate right now is 41% this year. Like he has zero discipline. It's gotten worse, significantly worse.
And let's not forget, by the way, Jack Leiter. And let's highlight what he's done, because we're talking about trade deadline. You may have to give up some arms for bats since May 8th. Well, after the May 8th start, Leiter has given up 1-3-2 Ooh. And 0 in 5 2/3. Again, it's a crooked number to start the month. The ERA for the month is a 4-3-2. But in his last 4 starts, he has not allowed more than 3 runs.
Yeah, I mean, he's somebody who has started limiting the home run ball. There's still some of the wild nature times with the walks, but he's been battling. That's been the biggest problem with him in the past, was he could never battle out of tough situations. And ESPN last week, now this is from a fantasy perspective, but still interesting that their analysts would look at this. They were looking at, all right, who are your next big hidden breakout aces? And one of the guys that they highlighted for fantasy was Jack Leiter. They said not every pitcher clicks initially at the big league level, and it's not like Al's kid has had extensive exposure either. Despite his ghastly results early in his minor league career, as well as his 2024 debut with the Rangers, Leiter at times exhibits the front of the rotation stuff that earned him the number 2 overall selection in the 21 draft. Talking about his fastball, the way he commands a slider, and they said he's the future ace prospect who might come at among the deepest discounts on any name on the list, but if he keeps showing the kind of incremental progress he did during spring training across the past 3 starts, he might be due for a big step forward by mid-year. And that's the biggest thing, is that I think everybody's biggest concern with him heading into this year was just between the ears and like his ability to weather through adversity, and that was what was causing him a lot of problems. This year, he's gotten out of a lot of different jams.
Diamond Cavs here on 105.3 The Fan. Hey, real quick, special shout out to the Colorado Rockies. I just saw this stat. Ready for this? They have been swept more times in more series than they have total wins on the year. They've been swept 10 times. They've got 9 wins.
That hurts.
Just disband them.
Awful.
Get rid of them.
Awful. Honestly.
Get them out. No one cares. Right? You got that ballpark. Are they even hitting better at home?
They're slightly better.
Slightly.
At home.
It's wild, man. What they've done, and what they've been unable to do, I should say.
I mean, it's still insane. We're a little over a third of the way through the season. Their run differential right now would have been the 3rd worst in Major League Baseball last year for the whole year.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com.
That's MinsTClinic.com.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.